Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. We are now beginning the ninth and final perek, chapter of Masechet Gittin, on Daf Pei Bet Amud Aleph. Megareshet ishto v'marla harayat muter l'chol adam elo l'ploni. This is dealing with a get, which has what we call shiur haget, meaning something is deficient or left over of the get. The essence of a get is that a woman is now permitted to all men. That, of course, only means men that she is otherwise permitted to. Not non-Jews, and not her relatkin, and not a Kohen, etc. But if he gives a get and says, but Pony is listed as an exception. Rabbi Eliezer Matir, he says the get is good. Chacham Osim, they say the get is no good. Ketzad Yaseh, according to Chacham, what do you have to do? Yidlanu Himanov Yachzor Yitnenu Lavi Yomar Lahariyat Muter L'chol Adam. Take it back from her and hand it back to her and say properly Muter L'chol Adam without stipulation. Ketavo B'tocho, if he wrote that into the get, Alpi Shechazar Machko Pasul, even though he later erased that phrase, it is Pasul. We'll deal with that last part later on, but for right now our analysis will be on the first part of the Mishnah. Mibayalahu, hi Ella, chutzu o amanatu. What is this phrase Ella? Meaning harayat mutarat l'chol adam Ella l'ploni. What does it mean? Does it mean except for ploni or almanat? Meaning as long as you don't marry ploni. Meaning chutzu uvechutzu depliki rabbanan alei d'rabbi Elazar. It's only in the case of chutz we have clearly marked somebody as not being affected by this get. Her relationship with a particular person remains the same, and that's where they disagree. Tashir la biget. Perhaps they agree with Rabbi Eliezer that almanat works, because like any other condition, perhaps the machloket is in interpreting the word Ella as almanat. It's only in the case of almanat that Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. If you said chutz, then he agrees. Tashir la beget, because after all, you left something out of the get. This particular man is now unaffected by the get to that woman. So let's see. Amaravina Toshma kol habatim metamin. So we're going to try to solve it from the language of the Mishnah. Now it's a little bit different because here we're using the descriptive language of the Mishnah, whereas there we're using the dialogic language of the Mishnah, meaning the Mishnah is describing what a man says, Ella. Here it's the Mishnah's own presentation. Kol habatim metamin b'negayim, all houses are liable for tumat negay batim. Ella shel ovdei kochavim, that the particular strange thing that affects the walls in Eretz Yisrael. Ella shel ovdei kochavim, Ella non-Jewish houses. So yamar bishlam achutzu, if you understand that Ella means besides, except for, it's not included. Sharper than it works. Eliyamar almanatu, if you think Ella means on condition that, almanatu lo mitam batu v'chavim hu mitam batu Yisrael, it's only on condition that non-Jewish houses don't become tami that Jewish houses do. Hametam avdu kochavim lo mitam batu Yisrael, if somehow batu avdu kochavim, non-Jewish houses, would become tami, then Jewish houses don't. If you're batu avdu kochavim mitam, besides which, the houses of non-Jews just can't become tami. V'hatanya, Torah says, when you come into the land, I'm going to put this plague in your houses. It's only your land. The halacha is that no matter what you might see on the walls of a non-Jew's home, it doesn't classify as negaim. So, Ela shma mina chutzu. So we see Ela means chutz. Besides, shma mina. Good, so now we understand that our Mishnah, the machloka between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbanan, is if you give a get and say, you are permitted to everybody except for that guy. Now, matnitin loka haitana, if that's the case, then our Mishnah does not follow the following Tana. And the Tana Rama, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda remembers a nearly last generation Tana. Onechleku Rabbi Eliezer, v'chachamim al ha-magarish yishtov amar lahayat muter l'chol adam chutz miploni. They did not disagree about a case where you said chutz. She'en ha-magarishet, they all agree it's no good, because you left something out of the get. The only machlok it was about a case where you divorced a woman and say the divorce is valid as long as, if on condition that you don't marry ploni. In that case, Rabbi Eliezer says she may marry anybody except that man, because if she marries that man, that voids the get, and then anybody she's married to is a problem. Chachamim osim, chachamim say it's no good. According to that, why does Rabbi Elazar say it's good? Midabia call tonight the Balma, like any other Tanai. You can give a get all tonight. It says the get is valid if you give 200 zoos or whatever it is. Rabbanan call tonight the Balma lo shiyah the beget. He says, no, every other Tanai doesn't make the get deficient. Hacha shiyah the beget. But this Tanai directly cuts through the get by making someone permanently prohibited to her in spite of her having a get. All right? Now that's the, if we read it like that, like Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda, that the machloket was about almanat. But our Mishnah reads the machloket is about chutz. My time at Rabbi Lazar. Why did Rabbi Lazar say that it's okay? Rabbi Yana mishum zaken echad amar kra, because the pasuk says v'yatzam beitov achal v'ital ishacher, and describing kiddushin. It says, after she's divorced, she leaves his house and goes and marries another man. The way Rabbi Lazar might read it is, afilo tira elo leish acher, even if he only permitted her to one other man, harezu megureshet. So what do Rabbanan do? So they say, hai ish l'chol ish ve'ish, meaning she could go not to one particular man, she could go to any man, and then whatever happens afterwards, marry, divorce, come back to the original husband, etc., or can't. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, that's Rabbi Yana. Rabbi Yochanan says the machloket is based on this. Tamad Rabbi Lozer Mehacha. He learns it from the Isur of Grusha Lekohen. A Isha Grusham Isha Lo Yikahu. A Kohen may not marry a woman who's divorced from her husband. Well, from her husband is an extra word. So how do we understand it? Afilon Kasha Elam Isha Nifsalamekuna. Even if she was only divorced from her husband, she's Psula Lekohuna, meaning even if she was not permitted to any other man. If he said, right away she should be psula lekuna, even though she can't marry any man, so certainly if only one man is blocked, it's called a get, amaha megita. So Rabbanan say, Isra kuhuna shani. Rabbanan say, I couldn't posit that this woman is psula lekuhuna because she had an attempt at gerushin made on her. Nonetheless, it doesn't mean that it's a successful get. Okay, so now we've set out the tone, the terms of our machloket. So Bari Rabbi Abba, then Rabbi Abba asked the question, Kiddushin Hayach, what happens in Kiddushin, meaning if the guy gives her Kiddushin, and says, Har Mekodeshet Li Chutz Mi Ploni, meaning that as far as Ploni goes, you're not married, which means you could still be with Ploni. So Tibari Rabbi Lazar, Tibari Rabbanan, this question could be asked both according to Rabbi Lazar and Rabbanan, meaning perhaps they hold the positions, perhaps they have different positions than they hold in Gittin, and we'll see. Tibari Rabbi Lazar, let's ask Rabbi Lazar. Ad kama kama Rabbi Lazar hacha. Perhaps Rabbi Eliezer here in Gittin holds what he does. El mishum dechtivi kray, because we have psukim. Isha gusham isha. Yatzav meitov achav etal isha chayar. Right? You have psukim. Aval hatam kinyin mal yabainin. But when it comes to Kiddushin, we don't have such psukim. And maybe you need a full, complete, proper kinyin. Al dilma v'yatzav haita. Perhaps our old saw that we're going to get to in Kiddushin over and over, V'yatzava haita, comparing Gittin to Kiddushin, carries the day. And therefore, since in the context of Gittin, Rabbi Eliezer says that a shir beget is not a problem, same thing with a shir b'kiddushin. And Tibor the Rabbanon, the same thing can be asked about Rabbanon. An, kon lakum Rabbanon, hachad Rabbanon, only forbid this get here. V'ayin kritut, v'leika, one of the stipulations of Gittin, as we've seen throughout the Masechet, is kritut, utter excision. And that you don't have as long as there's one guy who still represents her formerly married life, because he's still prohibited to her because of the get. Hatam kinyan kolduhu, but when it comes to kiddushin, any sort of kinyan will do. All right, odilma v'yatzava haita, or perhaps again we say v'yatzava haita, and the rabbanon would say, just as we do not accept that as a get, we do not accept that as a kiddushin. That was Rabbi Abba's presentation. After he asked the question, he answered it himself. Bein l'Rabbi Eliezer, bein l'Rabbanon, ba'in v'yatzava haita. It says both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbanon maintain that Kiddushin and Gittin follow in the same line, and therefore, according to Rabbi Eliezer, if you give a woman Kiddushin and send her Mekodeshet Li Chutz Miploni, it's valid, and according to Rabbanon, it's invalid. Now, Amar Abaye, so now, Imtim Tzilomar Itolid Rabbi Abba, if you accept Rabbi Abba's proposition that Kiddushin follows with Gittin, and by the way, according to Rabbi Eliezer now, because according to Rabbanon, none of this would work, Ba Ruven Kicha Chutz Shimon. Let's say Ruven came along and said, Har Mekodeshet Li Chutz Shimon, which means Shimon is the only guy who has room to marry her still. Shimon v'kitcha chutz miruven, and then Shimon came and said, "Harei mekudeshet li chutz miruven." Umeitu shneim, and now Ruven and Shimon both die, and their brothers mitabemet lelevi. She then can fall to Levi. V'enani korei ba eshet shnei meitim. I don't apply the prohibition, the limitation of eshet shnei meitim, meaning that a And I'll give an example in a minute, meaning that a woman who falls to a brother for Yibum from two different brothers at the same time, there is no Yibum. All right? What's the classic example? A brother dies, the girl falls to the brothers, one of the brothers does Ma'amar, and then he dies. She then falls to the next brother. That's called Eshet Shnei Metim because she's sort of coming from the original brother because the Ma'amar was not enough to remove his presence. But she's also coming from the second brother because Ma'amar is significant enough. We don't say that here. Why? My time. Kiddush to Reuven Ahanu. Reuven's Kiddushin were meaningful because they prohibited her to everybody except for Shimon. Kiddush to Shimon Lohanu. Shimon's Kiddushin were meaningless because Shimon said, Aran Mutar Lechol Arei Ad Kuneshet Lichutz Mereuven, meaning, my act is going to prohibit you to everybody in the world. She's already prohibited to everybody in the world, except for Reuven. But she's already permitted to Reuven. In other words, her statement meant nothing. And therefore, we say she's only Reuven's wife. Shimon's statement is meaningless. So how, in the context of this bizarre thing, according to Rabbi Abba, according to Rabbi Eliezer, could I have Eshet Shnei Metim that would not have Yibum? Reuven came and gave Kiddushin Chutz Mishimon. And then Shimon came along and was Makadish her without any stipulations, without any weirdness. Which means now Shimon's thing is effective in that it now prohibits her to Reuven to whom she was permitted before. The Kiddushin Reuven Ahanu L'Mesra Alma. Reuven's Kiddushin asked her on everybody else in the world. Kiddushin Shimon Ahanu L'Mesra Reuven. Kiddushin Shimon are meaningful because they asked her on Reuven. Therefore she is now Eshet Shnayim. And they die, she's now Eshet Shnei Metim. The third brother does not do Yibum. Abaye Abaye, Amar lo Ad Muteret Lecho, back to Gittin. Hare Ad Muteret Lecho L'Adam Chutz Reuven Mishimon. Right, and Reuven and Shimon now are not necessarily brothers, as opposed to the previous case. He says to her, Yahar Ad Muteret Lecho L'Adam Chutz Me, these two guys. V'chazar v'amar la L'Reuven Mishimon. And then he says, Hare Ad Muteret L'Reuven Mishimon. What did he mean? Do we now say that he completed the job? He prohibited her he permitted her to everybody except these two, and then he said those two also. Maybe what he meant by that was only Reuven Shimon, and now I'm backing it up and saying everybody else is still also to you. Now, if you want to follow that line, the first way, which is now, he's now completing the job, and Reuven and Shimon are now permitted to her, and it's a full get. L'Reuven Mahu. What if he just says, if he said, and then he says, L'Reuven. Do we say, L'Reuven Wadin L'Shimon, meaning he's now going back and saying what I said before is out, Reuven and Shimon, of course. How to come L'Reuven? The reason he picked Reuven was, Mishum de Patach Bay, because he was first on his list, he said Reuven. O Dilma, L'Reuven Davka. Maybe he said Reuven, and he only meant Reuven, and she's still forbidden to Shimon. If you want to argue that way, that when he said Reuven, he only meant Reuven, L'Shimon Ma'u, what if he only says Shimon? L'Shimon V'Adin L'Reuven, here do we read it backwards and say, if he picks Shimon, who was last on the list, it means also Reuven? Ha'adakamar Shimon Mishun Asalik Binan, the reason he mentioned Shimon was because that was the last name he had said before. Right? Ha'ariat Mutar L'Chadam Chutz Mi Reuven L'Shimon? Yeah, oh, L'Shimon. Odimma L'Shimon Dafka, maybe he only returned Shimon to the fold and left Reuven out. So in Boy Ravashi, Ravashi tacked on another question, Afl Shimon Mahu. What if he says, Arat Mutar L'Chol Adam, Chutz Reuven Shimon? Afl Shimon, even Shimon. Af Reuven Kai is the Af saying, not only Reuven, but also Shimon. Or Af Alma Kai, maybe the Af is referring to the original group, meaning I permitted you to everybody else in the world, except Reuven and Shimon. Also Shimon, meaning Shimon like the rest of the world, Reuven's still out. And the answer to all of this is Teiku, we do not have a solution. Okay, Rabbi Eliezer had this opinion in the Mishnah, and that's how you could see that the proper Gersa here is Rabbi Eliezer, as you will see here, not Rabbi Elazar. There's Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkonos. Achar p'tirato shel Rabbi Eliezer, after he died, nichnasu arba'a zekinim hashiv advarav, four of the elders, who were students and colleagues of his, got together to respond to this position of his about get. Elohim, Rabbi Yossi ha-Galili, Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva. So this is somewhere around the turn of the century, the first century. All right, they came to respond. Not Rabbi Tarfon v'mar. Rabbi Tarfon spoke first and said, In our case in the Mishnah, a man gives a girl a get, says, Arat Mutar L'Chodam Chutz Miponi. So there's one guy who's still forbidden to her, and Rabbi Eliezer says that's a valid get. She can't, of course, marry that guy. Let's say she went and married that one guy's brother. And he died without children, and she now falls to the guy who is still, as far as she's concerned, still she's still a married woman to the original fellow. So you see that this get with the excluded person now uproots the mitzvah of Yibum. Halamata chains a kritut. So Rabbi Tarfon says, you see, it's not kritut. Rabbi Eliezer, you're wrong, it's not kritut. Nana Rabbi Yosef Glidev Yamar, he had a different take. Hechan matzinu asur lezeh mutar lezeh. Where do you ever find such a thing in get? Where you say, depending on who the person is, she might be asur, she might be mutter. Of course, both of these have fairly straightforward answers as to why this is not a great argument. Hasur asur lakol, mutar mutar lakol. If a woman's married, she's married and asur to everybody. If she's not married, she's mutter to everybody, except people she's not. Kin and Kohanim, etc. Alamata Shane's a creature. That's his take. And Anar Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Hamar. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah piped in, and his response was, "Kritut davar koreit ben olavena." When the Torah says sefer kritut, it has to be something with full excision. Alamata Shane's a kritut, and here it's not kritut because for the rest of her life she's still married to the guy who divorced her, vis-a-vis the one guy that he blocked out. So it's there's no excision. Now, Rabbi Akiva Amar, Akiva had two answers. Number one was, Hareshah Chazuv Nisit Le'achad Minashuk. Let's say this girl went ahead and married a guy. Vayula Manim, and she had kids. It's Armelin Garshan. Later she got divorced, a widow. V'yamdav Nisit Le'zesh Nesra'alav. And then she went and did the wrong thing. She married the guy that she wasn't supposed to marry. So that means now the get goes back and it becomes nullified. And therefore her children are now attracted to the Mamzerim. Halamata Shein Zekritut. You see, that's not Kritut because she's still walking around, sort of married to the guy who supposedly divorced her. Tavaracher, we have another take. Haresha Yazeshin Esralav Kohen. Let's say the guy she was not allowed to marry was a Kohen. Umeta Megaresh. And now the original divorcing man died. Now, vis a vis the Kohen, she's an Almana because vis a vis that Kohen, she was never divorced. So Lonim Tzeit Almana, it's Lo Grusha, it's Lo Kol Adam. As to everyone else, she's a Grusha. To this guy, she's an Almana. And he said, Lado married Almana. And watch this, Kalachomer. Ma Grusha Shehi Kala, a Grusha, which is less of a serious issue. We'll all agree that Eshadish. Asurabi Shvilzad Gerushin Sheba. She's still prohibited to that, to the Kohen because of the piece of her that's a Grusha, even though she's not fully. Eshadishi Chamura Lo Kol Shekein. So if there's a piece of her that's Eshadish, because there's one guy in the world to whom she's considered married, that she should be usher to everybody. After all, we will all agree that in the case where Akiva describes here, she cannot marry the Kohen. Even though vis-a-vis that particular Kohen, she was never divorced, and therefore now she's an Almana, we'd all agree she's a Grusha, he can't marry her. So how could she ever marry anybody as long as she's still got a little whiff of Eshadish because of this one guy? Alamata she'en zekritut. All right, so you see, it's not kritut. Amar lehen Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua then responded to all of this and says, "Ein v'shivin tari lachar mita." You can't respond to the lion after he's dead. Rabbi Lezer is not here to defend himself. It's not fair. Amar Rava. So Rava then comments several generations later, "Kulu idlu pircha." Every one of these claims really can be blocked. The varmid Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah delightly pircha. Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah is very straight. The Torah says kritut. Kritut means full excision. She's still tied to the original husband vis-a-vis that guy that he blocked, and therefore it's not kritut. And that one has no challenge. Tanya mihacha, Rabbi Yossi, Ra'ani Adivrei, Rabbi Eliezer, and Azariah, Rabbi Adivrei Kulam. Rabbi Yossi, the next generation, said, it seems to me that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's response is the best of all. And we'll pause at this point, and then we're going to take a look now back at the different arguments and the pircha, as Rabbi said, that all of them could be challenged except for his. We'll see what those pirchot are. We'll continue in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.